have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending their nets. Immediately he called to them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who names, claims, and sustains you and me today and every day. Amen. Can you imagine? Can you imagine sitting at the table in the home, eating your breakfast, reading the paper, listening to the radio, walking into Holiday to get your cup of coffee on the way to work, and seeing the paper in the stand or hearing people talk about what is happening? To hear about that crazy preacher down by the river who had been hauled in by the authorities, arrested for making claims about a Messiah, the presence of something special. Can you imagine being at work, hearing these stories, maybe even seeing this Messiah walking down the street, this man of no station, of no standing, this man from Nazareth, this carpenter's kid, this nobody, walking down the street, proclaiming the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in this good news. Can you imagine encountering this person, hearing these words, being at work, at the store, in the fields, out at sea, when suddenly this nobody says, "Come and follow me. Abandon all that you know and follow me. Trust in this good news. Forget what your family has done. Forget what you are also doing. Change your life and come with me." Jesus comes to these fishermen and offers them the opportunity to do something new, to do something different, to do something that frankly makes very little sense. And yet, they say yes. They drop those nets. They leave the old man in the boat with the rest of the hired hands. They drop all of it and follow him. Repent and believe in the good news, Jesus says. Turn around. Change your behavior. Change your way of living. Change the way you understand and interact with the world. Change everything you know and everything you do, and trust what I am telling you about God's relationship with you and all of God's people. Change and follow me. The gospel is a powerful thing. It can be restorative. It can be life-giving. It can be salvific. That means it can bring salvation. It can save you. It can bring healing. The gospel can be liberative. It can be freeing. But it can also be provocative. It can provoke, poke, or push you. Why do I ask you to imagine this story as though it were your own? Well, this story, as with most of Holy Scripture, is not simply there as a piece of journalism, right? Or a piece of myth-making. It isn't just an account of something that happened. It isn't just a story of an idea of what we believe of something that has happened, but it is also something that is being spoken into our lives. What we read in Scripture is a message for us. Right now, in this moment, in our reality, Holy Scripture is there not simply to give us a warm feeling all the time, not simply to help guide our lives, but also to encourage us to interact with God and with the world in different ways. To change our lives and trust in God. This last month we have been a few of you and I have been partaking in a book study on this book, Dangerous Wonder, The Adventure of Childlike Faith by Michael Iaconelli. And recently, this book has a lot of cool stories, a lot of amazing insights into what it means to have the faith of a child. But it also has very provocative questions. One set of questions that caught us in some of our discussion in the last couple of weeks were these. What is it that you and I are afraid to abandon? Our comfort, our schedules, our careers, our money, our possessions, our security, our theology, our need for certainty, our fear of making a mistake, our parents' expectations. What is it you and I are afraid to abandon? This story is not simply the story of a challenging message being offered to the people in a time of political and uncertainty. This is also the story of a group of fishermen who dropped their nets for the chance to do something new. Our questions this month, the question of why, has been a poignant question and a challenging question for many of us to confront. The one that catches me this week in particular when discussing this text from Mark's gospel was the final of those set of questions for why, which is, how can you reinterpret the actions of a neighbor or loved one, giving them a more compassionate possibility behind the why of their actions? When we allow ourselves to encounter God in the stories, the faces, the troubles and joys of other folks, when we do that, it requires some abandonment. It asks that we abandon certain things about ourselves so that we might truly encounter God in these stories and people. It requires the abandonment of our own privilege, our own self-righteousness, self-centeredness, our own judgment, or even defensiveness. When we hear stories of women experiencing harassment at work, when we hear stories of the brutalization of black and brown people at the hands of police, when we hear stories of the way systems have failed to protect all people, even though those systems have helped to protect people that look like us, even though the stories of harassment are not stories we ourselves have experienced, even though the evils of brutalization at the hands of police or other systems are too unbelievable to hear, even though those truths are hard for us to hear, it is possible that we might encounter the truth of God's message in those stories, but only if we are willing to set that judgment, that defensiveness, those challenges to another's story and presence, another's reality and truth, aside. We must be willing to experience change in our lives, change that comes from unexpected places and in unexpected ways. We must be willing to experience change in our lives and in our understanding of God and the world and ourselves. But in order to do that, we must be willing to abandon anything that stands in our way of that change. We must be truly willing to trust that God is at work in the world around us. I say these words knowing that this room is full of net droppers. How many of you are doing or chose to do with your lives exactly what your parents chose to do? I don't see any hands. How many of us have walked away to forge a new path, to choose a new story for ourselves, either in defiance or with encouragement from our parents? This is coming from a pastor, by the way, whose dad was a pastor, but let's leave that for another conversation right now. Many of us, though, have chosen to do something different, to do something new, to allow our lives and hopefully the lives of our children to become something new. How much of the wonder and joy and sorrow and success and hardship of your post-net dropping experience would you want to lose? Would you want to have foregone in pursuit of doing the same old thing? Your willingness to forge a new path has made you what you are. Imagine what more you might discover by setting aside those things, by abandoning some of the things we are so unwilling to abandon, and following Jesus. So come, follow Jesus. Experience the kingdom of God. Set aside those things which we cling to maintain our own comfort, our own safety. Take a little bit of risk. Try something new. Open yourself to hearing a story that might be uncomfortable to hear. Open yourself to encounter the people and experiences and stories of this world in a way that you have encountered your own story, in the way that God comes to you. So repent and believe the good news. The kingdom of God is near. Change is afoot. Experience the love of Christ Jesus and just make sure that you are ready to be changed along the way. Amen. Thank you.